if we spend our time in Chachma, so then he will give us all those things which are necessary. Okay, removal of illness and war and hunger, and he'll give us all the good. Satiation, peace, a lot of money. So that we won't have to spend our lives in those things which the body needs. That's what he says. So you see, it's haftocha. So you see that it's hashgacha. So you see, it's hashgacha Hashem. So we say that we don't understand how hashgacha works, which is true. We can't understand hashgacha. Moshe Rabbeinu had a concept of hashgacha through Mariana 4, but we don't understand it. That's the premise, because we don't understand God. But there are certain things I think that we could know about the Ashgacha. And I think that these two memories basically give us a principle through which we can understand something about how the Ashgacha works. You see? Because you could ask a question. You could say, how is it that we do see people that are also the Torah the Mitoch Dachtus, and still they didn't become wealthy? See that they're Osek Meosher? I mean, Osher means wealthy. It doesn't mean that, it doesn't mean, it's more, it seems to be, Osher seems to be. See, the Rambam says that the Ribui Kesef is Zav. Interesting thing. I always wonder about it. Why does Rambam say the Ribui Kesef is Zav? Rambam should say that he has enough. No, apparently it means that there's an overabundance. An overabundance means that he has so much money that he doesn't have to even think about it. Doesn't have to even be concerned. Because a person can have what he needs, but he has what he needs, but he still has to think, 1 second, what's going to happen 10 years down the line? That's not the bracha. The bracha is a ribui kesef hazav, where it means that he simply doesn't have to be concerned at all, doesn't have to think about it. That's the bracha. You see. So it means that he shouldn't be even disturbed psychologically at all. That's the bracha. Okay, so the question you could ask is, how come we see people that are osek in Torah may dachlus, and they don't receive this bracha? They don't receive this bracha. Okay, so if you say like Rabbeinu Yonah says, it's not such a big kasha, because Rabbeinu Yonah says that the Torah makes a person into a chacham and changes the gavra, so then he's able to deal more expediently with his financial needs. And of course it means, you have to understand, it doesn't mean just simply that he knows how to make money. It's more than that. It means that he's a different type of individual and knows how to handle himself personally in terms of his expenditures. The expenditures of a chacham are different than the expenditures of a fool. The fool gives away his life for certain things which give him emotional satisfaction. A chacham doesn't. A chacham has a different type of expense account. He has a different list of things because he's after only one thing. He's only after time to be involved in chacham. That's his objective. It's a different kind of phenomenon. It doesn't just simply mean he'll be very smart, but he'll make a lot of money. It means more than that. It means in his expenditures, his whole way of life, and everything that he does is based upon one thing: time for learning. If a person lives that way, in many ways that he could secure his future financially, many benefits that he can have. It's a different kind of an existence. But according to Rabbeinu Yonah, it's based on the fact that he becomes a chacham. So you could say, well, you know, I mean, to a certain degree, it depends on the situation. If you're living in a society which is poverty stricken, you could be a great chacham. It's not going to be so easy to do it. Depends on the situation. Okay. But if you say that it's hashgacha, so then the question is again that it's even more powerful. How is it possible that it shouldn't happen? But the answer, I think, is like this. See, the answer is that we, in Yadus, what we do, we're very humble in Yadus. In Yadus, we really don't expect God to do what our wishes desire. That's what the Gemara says. That a person is misfoul and is feels certain that his tefillah is going to be answered, it leads to depression. Because the world of particulars is not ours. You see, we don't live. We do live in the world of particulars, but we can't live intellectually in the world of particulars. See, we have to live in the world of universals. What happens in particular, a person can never know. It's like the Rambam says. It's a natural phenomenon that a person that becomes a great chacham will become a Navi. It's a natural transition. According to the Rambam, Nevuah is just as natural as the process, as the intellectual process for man. But he says, in certain cases, Nevuah may be taken away from him. It could be, that's a particular. Particulars we don't know. You see? But the universals, knowledge is of universals. And it's the aim of Yadis to get a person in line with the universals. And what these two statements of Chazal are universals with regard to the Ashgach. Universals with regard to the Ashgach. And we have to live according to those universals. Okay? Now, what are the universals? Universals are as follows. That kavod, the element of respect, is something which satisfies a person emotionally. It is no doubt the most powerful emotion in man, because you see the whole world is involved in cover. What is the most powerful thing in man? Recognition, the most powerful emotion. Okay, but the emotion for recognition, you see, the emotion for recognition really only has one purpose for individuals. The purpose is to satisfy that individual's need for recognition. It's an emotional purpose, and it's basically worthless, because it's nonsensical. First of all, what happens? So he enjoys it, he dies, and it's gone. It's nothing. It's meaningless. It's the greatest fantasy. It's funny, Rousseau Salanta one time said, he said that why is kavod such a powerful thing? He says, because it's not gashmias, it's ruchnias. He says, it's ruchnias. What he meant to say is that the most powerful things that motivate man are not the physical, really. The physical, how much can a person eat? I mean, the physical isn't less a person. There are certain people that are very few exceptions that live that way, just for pure physical title. But the average person is smarter than that. He sees that if he lives that way, he's not going to last a lot. So he gets involved in more sublimated kind of titles. So he types an ego. But of course, those things really serve no real purpose. But the truth of the matter is that there is a purpose for kavod. There's a purpose for kavod. The purpose for kavod is that to bring mankind to the recognition of God. Esed Hashem alakachatira l'rabas tamidei chachamim. Kavod kibud avayim. Hukish kavod l'kavod amakom. Kavod arav is kavod amakom. So there's a purpose for the honor. You see, so there is a realm of reality where honor does play a role. Just like we said before, that a person should direct his emotions to the world of reality. There is a situation of kavod that is beneficial to mankind. That kavod really is not the kavod for the person. It's not the kavod of the person. It's like Lido Nasi said. Lido Nasi had the greatest kavod. He's a very wealthy man, and he was a great scholar, and he was world recognized. But he said, "Goli v'yadula fanecha shlo and nesi min olam hazeh ke'etzpa katana shalom." I didn't enjoy this world this much. What does it mean to say? It means to say that it didn't. He didn't. That all of the cover that he got, and all of the respect and the awe and everything that was given to him financially or emotionally, all that he didn't sense it. Why? Because it served one purpose: kavod shamayim. That was it. So Gemara says that since Rabbi Nasi, there never was Torah Gedul of Makam Echas. Torah Gedul of Makam Echas. There should be the respect of Torah and the respect of wealth. There's a powerful man in one place. Why? There were other people that sat in London were wealthy. But the answer is it's not in one place. Makam Echad means that they aren't contradictory. It means to say that it was only used simply as a means of covet your mind. So there is a place for covet. And the same thing is true with regard to money, financial security. There's a place in a person's life that financial security plays a role in his fantasy nature, in his psychological makeup, where it's pure fantasy. And people who are involved in that are involved in a world of pleasure and fantasy, but pain and reality. Endless accumulation of wealth, and then the question is, what am I going to do with it now? What am I going to do with it after? How many more years do I have? What's going to happen afterward? It's the person himself recognizes that it's a wasteful thing. It's nothing, you see. But there is a true place for wealth, like the Rambam says. Ribui kesef hazav. There is a true place. The true place is where it serves as a means to help man that he could be free to involve himself in Chochmas Hashem. That is the true bracha. So there is a real place for it. So one thing, remember the statements of Chazal real are like this, that we don't understand the Hashgacha in particulars. We don't understand that. That no one can understand. But we can understand the general trend of the Hashgacha. And the general trend of the Hashgacha is that the Hashgacha works according to the world of reality. Which means to say that the covet, the Hashgacha for covet, is Hashgacha for the covet that is real and that benefits mankind. The covet of ideas, Chachmas Hashem, you see. The idea, the concept of wealth, you see, has a true corollary in the real world. And the Hashgacha works alongside of that true corollary, you see. So that's why it says that a person that keeps the Torah Me'oni, it means to say that he involves himself in Chochmas Hashem, like the Rambam says. So then there's Hashgacha that God will give him what he needs. Will give him what he needs. You see? So in other words, the memory is stating as follows, that Hashgachas Hashem, we may not understand Hashgachas Hashem, but there are general trends in Hashgacha, just like there are general trends in anything that a person does. There are general trends in the business world. So if a person wants to make a wise investment, he shouldn't invest in an area which is where there's great danger of him losing his investment. If he's intelligent, he follows the general trends. If he follows general trends, he may miss. He can't tell in particular, once or twice he might lose, because it's just general trend. But in general, he'll be in a good situation. You see, he'll profit in general. A person must try to enlist the universals in his favor. That's a rational man's approach. So the memory is stating merely one thing, that there are universals with regard to Hashgacha as well. That's the statement. That just like there are universals in reality, in terms of the physical reality, there are universals in reality in terms of the metaphysical reality. You see? And those universals are universals of Hashgacha. So a person should try to live according to those universals because they are real, just like he tries to live according to the physical universals. You see? So that's why it says that a person who's mechabe the Torah, there is a universal of Hashgacha that states that he will receive cover. And a person who involves himself in Chochmas Hashem, there is a universal that says that he will be under this universal Hashgacha, which will free him from his burdens and will allow him to involve himself in Chochmas Hashem. That's a universal. It's just as real. There's no difference. It's a universal of the Hashgacha. A particular person, to say that a particular person is going to happen to definitely, that only God can know. Just like you can't say in particular, a person can get involved in business, you can't say in particular he's definitely going to be successful. It's impossible. The greatest businessman is going to fail in a certain situation. There's no one could be 100% foolproof. But a wise person goes for the universal. You see. And that's the concept of Pirkei Avos. The concept of Pirkei Avos, a person who is looking for an emotional, infantile, religious security can't really benefit from Pirkei Avos. Because this is the world of Chacham. This is not them. He's in Boston. Get it. But a person as a Chacham has to try to enlist the universals of the Ashgacha. The universals of reality. You see. And that's the statement. The statement is that those universals are just as real. So an individual who's a Chacham will try to guide his life according to those universals. In particular, no one knows. Particular is always God's area. But the universals, what is a Chacham? A Chacham is a man who lives according to universals. That is the only thing that a person can do. If a person is looking for absolute religious security, he can't live like a Chacham. That's not a Chacham. We don't have any advice for people like that. We only have advice for people that are ready to live according to Chacham. And according to Chacham means that there is no particular security. But a person must seek out, a Chacham has to take a look at what is around him, and has to seek out the universals and live according to those universals. What Chazal say is that there's a universal of Ashgacha. And anyone who lives according to that way of life is tapping that universal. And according to the basic principle, most cases, he will be successful. He'll be successful. That's the statement of Chazal. In particular, we don't know. Yes. So actually, it's two. Actually, I say that there's no machlokas, really. It's not a machlokas. It's not a machlokas. It's ma'am machlokas, the ma'am machlokas, the ma'am. The Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva is not arguing with Rabbeinu Yonah. And the Rabbeinu Yonah that says Zashgacha isn't arguing with the Rambam that it's a natural phenomenon as well. Because there's a psukim in the Torah, you can't deny it. The statements of Chazal are reinforced in two different ways. It's true in a psychological way, and it's true according to the Ashgacha as well. Both are true. Now, you see, just like the honor is a good thing. Gufa mechuvad al abrios. Honor is a very good thing. Yadis doesn't maintain that honor is very good. It gives him a certain situation where he's free. He doesn't have to worry about his social situation. He doesn't have to be concerned. It's a total removal of any concern about his social situation, which is very good. But of course, that individual is not after the honor per se. Yes. Yeah. The same Shlomo HaMelech that says "Betzel haChochma, Betzel haKosef," which means to say that the money is in the shade of wisdom, but he says "Lo lachom lachem." See, but the "Lo lachom lachem" is an exception. If you look at the psukim, they always quote "Lo lachom lachem." The "Lo lachom lachem" is a gam zoraisi. "Lo lachom lachem," even though he's a great chacham, still he can't earn a living. That means the world of particulars. That I saw in the world of particulars that a person who's a big chacham wasn't successful. You see? But that's the world of particulars. But the universal is Betzel HaChochma, Betzel HaKosef. That's the universal. So a person should try to live according to the universal. See? The particulars we don't know. Particulars, Lo Lachom Lachom, that's a different story. That's just like the Tzadik Varolo. Particular cases, we don't understand particular cases. But universal is the Tzadik Varolo, like Rambam says. That's the universal. We can only live according to the universal.